Good evening. Introducing Al Leidat Efsharut. These Torahs are taught by a very holy lady, Rut Yair Nussbaum. In this class, we learned a few things, and I want to get started on how amazing these things are. Excuse all the background noise and the vacuuming. Okay, what is our prayer? Our prayer is our inner tune. It's our inner rhythm. According to the Kabbalah, when you only see the end and you don't see the beginning, you don't see the possibilities, that is called galut. We need to believe. To believe that we can be at home there. That is called the ge'ula. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz. For the beginning, God created the sky and the earth. Israel is called Reshit. And we need to believe in our Reshit again and again and again. It's our essence. We need to go to our essence again and again and again and again, all the time. Ani ma'amina b'yesod ha-hatchala. We need to believe that we can be totally at home in this beginning. Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of the Reshit. It's the Chodesh of the beginning. We need to believe that things are possible for us. New beginnings are possible for us. In Tehillim Perek Lamed, it says, Aromimcha Hashem ki dilitani she'ramtoti. First of all, it's like you lifted me up, first of all, like a little pail, like a dli. And the second possibility here of Rav Pshischa, it says, Milshon Delet. It's like you let me open the door. You open a new door for me of new possibilities. And when you acknowledge the power of the door, that's when you can go from sleeping mode to being awakeness mode. Sleeping mode is like when you're just like nonchalant about everything and you don't really care about anything. But awakeness mode is when you're independent and you ask questions and you seek the truth and you become awakened. That is called coming to awakeness. And because when there's a door, it makes you ask, wait, is this the right door? Did I reach the right guest? Did I reach the right business meeting or interview? So that's the thing about Pesach. It's the door. And Pesach is the Chag of movement. It's the Chag of movement from our inner Egypt of all of our troubles to our redemption. Pesach is a holiday from all of our blockages into uncovering and revealing our truth, our true DNA of who we actually are, our true authenticness. It's not something physical. We don't need to get like a whole new wardrobe, but this is something inner. It needs to become something inner for us. This is the belief that we believe in, the belief of the movement, of things that are proceeding, they're evolving. Do you understand that? The belief of the belief. Amen legalot ma maf'il et atzir betochi. It's like a question of like, I'm going to find out what is moving my inner circle, my inner engine. It's like, is it this toothpick? Is it hair? Is it designing? Is it singing? Woo-hoo-hoo. What is it that's moving my inner engine? And in Chassidut, they believe in the process, not necessarily in the final result. It's all about the process. Why? Because we don't have control over the result. You can work your butt off for 5 years in a business and it won't naturally go the way you wanted it to. Or you can put 5 months into dating a guy and it won't come out with the result of under the chuppah. Or you can do so much. You can really, really make an effort or something, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything about the final result. Because the final result is in Hashem's hands, the guy up there. This is an invitation to a revolution. Nachshon ben Aminadav, he was the brother of Elisheva that was married to Aaron. And he had courage. You know what courage is? Courage is walking up into Yam Suf when the water is literally reaching his nose. And he's standing in there. And that's how you see the revolution. It's not just doing things when things are comfortable. It's about stepping into the boundaries of the unknown, of the what could be possible if I gave it a shot. It's not doing it when things are all open. It's finding a way to open it. It's getting in there. The Nativa Shalom says that in order to experience light, you need to know what it's like to fall. And he said there's a very big downfall about the sun. Why? Because the sun is always shining. It's like people that you think they're always happy. No such thing as a person that's always happy. People aren't like always like the sun. He says that when you, in order to experience renewal in your life, you need to understand that you're going to have times when you fall into a dark, dark place, and that there isn't necessarily light there. And that it's inevitable. It's something that needs to happen. You need to sometimes fall in order to really experience movement and experience evolving and just like things changing in your life. Even a nano movement is a movement. Even like from here, this toothpick, to like past that hair, even that is movement. So like when you want to get somewhere, even if it's really just like a small change of like one habit that you're changing during the week, of like, I don't know, blocking in 1 hour that you really treat for reading, or 3 times a week that you really keep track of how you're walking and exercising, even that nano movement in a large span is a huge movement. That's something it's really important to keep in mind. And that is a sign that we're moving. Anytime we're even making nano movements, the sign we're moving. Just like with wrinkles. Like, even like the small wrinkles, you think they're not here, like, whatever. And in Hasidus, they say that every person has 2 times of the year that they are reborn with 2 separate forces. The first one is Yom Kippur, the second one is Pesach. Yom Kippur is the force of winter, of coldness and darkness in our life. And Pesach is the force of happiness in our life. It's the force of a new power, of sunshine and happiness. And Pesach is the spring. It's when everything is blossoming. It's when the flowers are out, when the sunshine is out, people have become more social. Like today I was like out and this girl was wearing a shirt that had Miami on it. And I was like, oh, you're from Miami? And she's like, no. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. It's just sunshine outside. You just want to talk to everyone. That's like a new energy. It's like a new energy that's really important to take care of. And first you cry. Why? Sometimes when you're in the middle of like, you know, like changing and you really want to try new things, sometimes you need to cry. It's something that you need to go through. And to let your voice be heard. Because a servant doesn't believe that his voice could be heard, so he doesn't even cry, he doesn't even say anything, he doesn't even make a point of stating what he thinks, because he doesn't believe anyone will hear him. Do you hear me now? I don't know, I'm speaking, maybe that means I'm not a servant, I don't know, a slave, I don't know. But anyway, that's the whole idea. You need to believe that your voice will be heard. And stop being in a victim mode of like being afraid to raise your voice, being afraid to state what you have to say. The Midrash says that since the first person in the world, since Adam was created, there's a constant battle between 2 different forces in the world. Okay, it says that the first force is the messenger, is the person that's like, yeah, this is a good idea. You created a good human. This human was a good idea. We believe in him. We believe in his talents and his beauty and his willingness to go forward. And the Mekatregim is the other force. It's the against force. It's the force like, no, this was a bad idea. This person is bad. He's just a disaster to humanity. He's going to fail. Let's make him fail. A messenger, messenger, he's the one that's up for the believing in the possibility of like a new idea. A dance, a song, a rhythm, a project, childbearing, births. It's like the excitement from everyday creation. It's mamish. That is the messenger, and the Mekatreg is just against that. And it's a force that's every single day since the creation of man. But we are constantly believing in the journey. We're believing in how we get there. Not only the final result, but how we actually get there. And anytime that you're too focused on the final outcome, that is called avdut. Slavery. Paro is a product of the Mekatregim, and that's why he turns us into slaves. Because he doesn't believe in our potential. He doesn't believe in how amazing we are. Throw all the babies into the water. That's what he said. It's like he's saying, I don't believe that each person has his own inner voice, his own inner potential. When I speak it out loud, that's when I get out of my slavery. And that's also why there's a thing that even if a person is having Lele Seder by themselves, they still need to speak the Haggadah. Because in order to leave your slavery, you need to hear yourself. You need to hear what you're actually saying. You need to hear yourself leaving Egypt. And Paro, they say, is what's disconnecting my heart from my head. Anything that's disconnecting what you're feeling in your heart of what you feel is right for your career, for your relationship, for your life in general, if there's this block in your throat that's stopping you from expressing it and from believing it with your head and thinking about it and analyzing it further, that is the Paro. That's the Paro. הכוח של פרעו מרחיק אותנו מנקודת רצון השם שלנו. The כוח of Paro is distancing us from נקודת רצון השם, from what Hashem wants from us. And when I really think about this whole dance of like being focused not on the final result, but being really, really present, I feel like the only way to get over this constant fight between the devil, the mekatreg, and the messenger is to kind of believe in the dance. It's like believe in it. It's like a dance. It's literally every single day breaking down the paro. It could be a customer that gets on your nerves. It could be something that you ate that you don't like. But breaking it down into the smallest details. It's like Jackie Chan when he's fighting off his enemies. You know what he's doing? He's laughing. And when you break down all the troubles into small, small pieces and laugh at them along the way, that's how you get through your Egypt every single day. And especially if you are independent as well, if you have your own job or own business, that's like a fight every single day. I just had a colleague of mine who told me about how she has her own business as well, and she's constantly fighting. It's a war. It's a war. And you know what? I think life in general is like war. Are you kidding? If you're a mom, if you're a single mom, even if you're a mom that's not single, every single day, you have to fight your inner demons, your inner voices that are saying, I'm not a good mom, I'm not this, I'm not amazing, I'm not strong. And you need to say, I'm strong, I've got this, I'm beautiful, I'm capable and everything. That is you fighting. So remember to break it down and remember to laugh on the way. Be focused on the journey. When you turn the journey into the destination, that is where you win. It's easy to be a slave. It's not easy to be redeemed. It's not easy to be your own person, a Ben Cholin. It's easy to get a job. If you want to get a job, just get a job. But it's harder to be independent. It is. We all know that. But I do it because I love it. But yeah, that's a type of redemption. And the darkness with my breaks, with my baggage from my past, with my flaws, with the fact that maybe sometimes I am aggressive or sometimes I don't do things 100%, or maybe I offend people sometimes. That, being okay with that, that's true redemption. It's being okay with the brokenness. And the whole idea of Pesach is the idea of Pasach. What is Pasach? Pasach is when there are lots and lots of houses, and God, He skipped over the houses of the Jews. And what is skipping? Skipping is like, it's really, really silly, you know? It has like, it's like skipping. You know? How often do you see people skipping in the street? No one skips in the street. It's kind of embarrassing. But the whole idea is there's humor in it. And when you love someone, you skip. When someone annoys you, you skip because you don't want to focus just on what they annoyed you with. You say, fine, they annoy me, but I love them anyway, and I'm going to skip. That is the idea of Pesach. Hashem is skipping for us. And just like we want Hashem to skip for us, we should also skip for other people as well. And in order to skip, you need like a freedom in your legs. You need to have like a freedom. So it's like not being too tight, not being too strict on what you believe in, but like being willing to be more flexible. The question is, do I know how to skip? Do I really believe in the force of love? Because in order to skip, you need to disconnect your feet from the stability of the ground. You need to just be like jumping. It's like jumping. You're actually getting somewhere, not just jumping in one place, skipping. It's like an inner knowing that there's going to be a force that's going to catch you. You're not just going to fly and fall. You believe that if you make this skip, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay, and you're going to be trusting in the process. The Beis Yaakov says that chametz is anything that is preventing you from being your most authentic self, the most real you, the most real Chana, Rachel, whoever it is. that's watching this, it's being the most authentic you, that is stopping you, it's chametz. And Hashem, Pesach, for us, lichvodenu b'shemilenu. And in order for us to also have redemption in our own life, we need to learn how to skip. People that always believe that everything needs to be neat, everything needs to be according to a time, everything needs to be boom, 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 boom. It's very hard for them to do things spontaneously. It's very hard. It's like a person that needs to know a week in advance for every single thing that they plan in their life. They don't have any flexibility. And without that flexibility, you don't have the skipping. And that's why skipping is associated with love. Skipping is associated with love. It's like in Song of Songs, Shira Shirim, when they're describing, Dodi medaleg al haharim hine zeba. They're describing their loved one jumping through the mountains and coming. The person doesn't even believe he's capable of reaching that place. He doesn't believe that he's capable, and he is. Kfitzat haderech. Kfitzat haderech is like a leap of faith. And that's what Nachshon Ben Aminadab also did. He didn't know the water was going to open, but he did it. He did what he knew he could do. So he went up till here. And that jumping in the water, that is his prayer. That's his inner rhythm. That's what he wanted. And when you believe in love, you believe in possibilities and renew possibilities. We're not talking about results. We're talking about movements, small movements, nano movements, this small. That's what we're talking about. And every time we're caught on what happened yesterday in the past, we're not allowing ourselves to move forward. We're not allowing ourselves to be in the present. And birth is a presence. When you believe in a birth, you believe in a present from Hashem, in love, in possibilities. And with that, I want to wish all of us that this Pesach we will be able to connect to our most authentic self, to disconnect anything that's stuck in our throat, and to learn to skip.